Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
There are many of us who are, we might say, directionally challenged. If we think that we are heading north, we're probably heading south. If we think that we are heading east, we might really be heading west. So we are thankful for our maps and for our compasses and for our GPS, our global positioning system on our cell phones, which uses satellites far above the earth to tell us where we are and in what direction we're heading. And as the children of Israel were crossing the wilderness, after they were freed from their bondage in Egypt, they needed direction. They needed a GPS. So the Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night in order to guide them, in order to give them direction, in order to give them light as they made their way through the wilderness. And so it is with us. In Proverbs chapter 2 and in Proverbs chapter 4, it says that we walk in the ways of darkness. So we don't know over what we stumble. Our mouth speaks from a heart of wickedness. We're confused. We're blind to the truth. We are directionally challenged. We call light darkness. We call darkness light. We need help. We need divine direction. We need light. We need illumination if we are to understand the truth. And in John chapter 8, Jesus tells us that He is that light. But the question is, do we want the light that He offers to us? Or would we prefer the darkness of our sin and the darkness of our unbelief? Would we prefer that so much that we would reject the light of Christ? That's a question that all of us must answer for ourselves. And as Jesus spoke these words to the people, He was in the temple courtyard, in the court of the women, in the place where the women from the nation of Israel could worship, as well as men. The place where there were 13 offering boxes that were shaped like trumpets, where the people were required to contribute money for the temple tax and for the purification of women who had just given birth. The place where funds were given to help maintain the upkeep of the temple. It was the place that was called not only the court of the women, it was called the treasury. And during the Feast of Tabernacles, 4 large candelabra were lit in that place, streaming light up into the sky, light that could be seen for miles away at night. Light which also illuminated every other court in the temple as a way to remember how the Lord had led the children of Israel through the wilderness in a pillar of fire by night. But after that feast was over, the light from that candelabra was extinguished. And so darkness once again fell upon that court in the temple. Therefore, it says in verse 12, Jesus spoke to the people. To the people who had gathered there in that court, men and women from the nation of Israel. And he said to them, I am the light of the world. I'm not just a light in the temple. I'm not just one of many lights. Not just one of many teachers bringing light, bringing truth. But he said, I am the light. I am the one and only light. As the psalmist reminds us in Psalm 27, verse 1, where it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? By claiming to be the light, what was Jesus saying? He was saying, I am God. He claimed to be God, the God of our salvation. And the people understood exactly what he was saying. But not only that, he was claiming to be the Messiah. As the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 42:6 and in Isaiah 49:6, in speaking of the Messiah, the Lord said this, I will make you a light to the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. A light to the world. Jesus alone brings the light of salvation to this sin-cursed earth. He alone brings the truth of the Word of God, to a world that is lost in darkness, lost in darkness, the darkness of our lies, the darkness of our misunderstanding, the darkness of our confusion and of our fear. He alone brings the light of joy and of gladness to a world that is stumbling around in the darkness of despair. You know that's true. You know we live in a world full of despair. Only Jesus Christ can illuminate the way to heaven. And so he says in verse 12, he who follows me, just like the children of Israel followed that pillar of fire in the wilderness, just like a soldier follows his commander, just like a disciple follows his teacher, just like a slave follows his master. So those whose lives have been illuminated by Jesus Christ will follow him in obedience to him. And Jesus says, they shall not walk and live in the darkness of sin anymore. They will not live in the darkness of error, but Jesus will help us to find our way through that darkness. And so he says, we will have the light of life, of real life, the light of eternal life. And this is the offer that Jesus still makes to us today. To have Christ in our life, to belong to Him, is the only way for us to enter into the joy of heaven. Do you believe that? Do you? Oh, you say, well, no. I need more proof. Well, unbelief is never satisfied. No matter how much proof, no matter how much evidence there is. And so it was with the leaders of the nation of Israel. The Pharisees, we're told in verse 13, rejected the words of Jesus. Therefore they said to him, you are not following the rules of evidence, the rules of legality that are found in the scriptures. Rules found in Deuteronomy chapter 17 and Deuteronomy chapter 19, where it says that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, a matter will be confirmed as the truth. But they said, you are testifying. You're bearing witness of yourself. Therefore, your testimony, your witness is not true. Alethes in Greek. It's not valid. Oh, but those rules of evidence were written for men to follow, weren't they? Men who don't always tell the truth. But Jesus is God. And in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, it says that God cannot lie. Therefore, Jesus is a reliable witness, and his testimony is valid. So Jesus answered them, and he said to them in verse 14, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true. My witness is valid. Why? He says, for I know where I came from. Where did he come from? Well, he came from the glory of heaven. And he says, I know where I am going. Where was he going? He was to return to heaven, where once again he would be worshipped by the host of heaven. So he tells them, despite your claim to know God, despite your claim to speak for him, the fact is that you do not know him at all, because you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You do not know that I am God. You're walking around in the darkness, even while the light is right in front of you. You people judge, Crano. You make decisions. You make assessments. You make condemnations according to the flesh, according to an earthly, superficial perspective, according to the standards of a fallen world, according to your arrogant, self-righteous opinions. Your mind is set on the things of this earth, not on the things of God. So you have no real spiritual wisdom at all. Isn't that what the world does today? Their opinions are not based on the wisdom of God. It's based on the wisdom of man, which is foolishness to God. Jesus said in verse 15, I am not judging anyone in that way. But even if I do judge, and I make a decision, I make an assessment, my judgment even a sentence of condemnation. It's true. It is sound. It is valid. It is right. It is good, because all judgment has been given into the hands of the Son. But, he says, I am not alone in that judgment, because I and he who sent me, my Father in heaven, we are in perfect agreement. We are one in nature. We are one in essence. They knew what Jesus was talking about. He was making himself equal with God. And so he continues, verse 17, and he says, even in your law, even in the law of Moses, it has been written that the testimony of two men is true. Well, if that's the standard you wish to follow, he says, I am he who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me as well. There are your two witnesses. And we are in perfect harmony. And no man is in a position to question or to take exception to that divine relationship. The light validates its claim by shining in the darkness. And that's what Jesus did. He radiated with the light of heaven. The leaders of the nation of Israel, like many people, were still only thinking and seeing things from an earthly perspective. It's true, that's the way people see things today, strictly from an earthly perspective. So it says they were saying to him, where is your Father? Jesus answered them in verse 19, and he said, if you neither know me nor my Father. He says, if you knew me, then you would know my Father also. This is the point. Those who reject the Son, those who reject Jesus Christ, give evidence that they do not know the Father, the one in heaven. They give evidence that they do not have a relationship with God at all, despite what they may think, despite what they may believe, despite what their religion tells them. These are strong words from Jesus, aren't they? And we are told he said these words in the treasury as he taught the people in the temple. And he revealed himself as the true light which had come down from heaven. Well, they were outraged at his words. But we're told no one seized him. No one could arrest him. Why? It says because his hour, his time to die had not yet come. And so we're told in verse 21, he said, therefore, again to them, soon I will go away to the glory of heaven, and you will seek me. And here's the tragedy for them, and the tragedy for people today. He says, you will not be able to find me. It will be too late for you. And you shall die in your sin. Apothnesko in Greek. A strong word. You will wither away and you will rot in eternal misery. This is the warning to us today. Because of your unbelief, Jesus said, where I am going to the joy of heaven, you cannot come. You are unable to come. Well, it's clear, isn't it? Refusing the light. Refusing the light, the true light of Jesus Christ, the light that can never be extinguished. Refusing Christ as our Savior will bring darkness upon us that will last forever. For He alone offers us the light of life. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.